Down to the core. Down to the core.
Down to the core.
Down to the core.
December 8th, 1980. Some say this is the day music died. John Lennon was outside the Dakota Building in New York City when he was murdered by a crazed fan by the name of Mark Chapman. Chapman was a huge fan of the Beatles and strangely obsessed with killing Lennon before actually committing the horrendous crime. When asked why he did it, he said, "I thought by killing him I would acquire his fame." Fast forward 20 years later to the exact date Lennon died and another musician was taken by another obsessed fan. Dimebag Darrell was playing on stage with his band Damage Plan when Nathan Gale rushed the stage and shot Darrell along with an audience member and Damage Plan's head of security. Unfortunately, death seems to have a common occurrence that overlaps with fanaticism. At the time of Michael Jackson's death, there were 12 known cases from Australia, England, and Russia of fans who were so devastated they took their own lives. Russia's most famous MJ impersonator named Pavel was one of the fans who ended his life. He slit his own wrist after hearing the news. When the paramedics arrived to help him, he was in a terrible state, kept on saying, "It's all the same to me. I'm going to kill myself. It's the worst tragedy of my life and I don't want to live anymore. I don't know why you saved my life. I want to be with him." Chop rocker Marilyn Manson is another musician whose admiring audience is very fanatic. Sometimes, however, this is seen in the public eye as being the influence or motivation behind tragic events. The proverbial finger was pointed at Manson in 1999 after the Columbine shootings occurred. Many media outlets reported that his lyrics and imagery were the pure motivation for the shooting. However, it is later reported that the two assailants were not really big fans of his at all. The question that is posed is, when do fans go too far? It seems that fans of all ages and genres have obsessions with their favorite musicians. A more popular one in recent times is the Justin Bieber following. There have been two well-known celebrities who have been sent death threats for the interaction they've had with Justin. When Bieber and Kim Kardashian had attended the White House Correspondent Association dinner, they were photographed together, which Bieber later posted on his personal Twitter account stating, "Look, it's my girlfriend." His fans then targeted Kim by sending her death threats via Twitter. More recently, Bieber announced that publicly he's dating Disney star Selena Gomez, who also has come under attack by fans with Bieber fever. One fan tweeted, "Oh my fucking gosh, I'll kill Selena Gomez. Seriously, she is a whore. She ruined my life. I'm crying right now." Another Bieber fanatic tweeted, "Just for the record, Selena Gomez can go kill herself. I've always hated her, always will hate her. Hands off my Justin Bieber. Okay, thanks." Lastly, another fan tweeted, "They just said on the news Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are dating. I hate her. I've never cried so much for a boy." So why is the love so deep for an artist? We interviewed a music enthusiast about their own personal fanatic perspective of seeing it firsthand in the business today.
Hi, Tyler Spearin here with Down to the Chord. Today, I will be interviewing Michael Toop, a Harris Institute second-term student. We will be talking about fanaticism.
Hi, I'm Mike Toop, and I produce electronic music, and I'm also a music fan.
So I hear that you play live shows. What type of music do you play?
Basically play local shows, and every time there's like a show, I just throw something together, if it's like hip-hop or electronic music or a band or something.
So what type of people do you usually see coming to your shows?
Usually get a wide range of people coming to the shows because there'll be like a metal band playing with a country band one night, or a magician playing with a hip-hop group or something like that. So you get everybody from everywhere coming to see them.
So would you say that any of these fans coming to these shows are fanatical?
The last metal show I was at, I saw Acacia Strain, and there's this guy who kept going up on the stage and he took off his shirt and everything and everyone's like, "What's going on?" The singer's like, "Oh man," and he's dancing the whole time, singing along to every lyrics, just pounding his chest, and at the end he's just like showing the guy, he had like a tattoo of the band's album art on, he was trying to show him it the whole time, so that's pretty extreme and fanatical.
So in your opinion, how big of a fan do you have to be to get a tattoo of an artist or a band?
Makes sense if you're a long time fan of the band, but like, if they've been around for not very long time and you're 15 or 16 or something, I don't think when you're 84 you'll have the same taste of music.
Would you say that having Fanatics at a show adds to the overall experience?
Oh, it depends on, like, the band. Hardcore shows, people are fanatical about them sometimes, other bands, but back when MySpace was huge, bands that played, like, these Silhouettes and stuff, they got huge from MySpace. Those are huge fanatical people.
These Silhouettes, who are they?
They're a cover band that got a lot of shows, played a lot of gigs, and got pretty big in, like, Southern Ontario, kind of.
Have you ever been to any shows where the fans are really into the artists that they're seeing?
No, I think that one's based on mostly the setting, because in a bar or something where everyone's drinking, they're not really paying attention to the music at all, and the bartender's making all the money off the drinks. So a lot of that revolves around the actual alcohol, but I don't know, sometimes fans can get pretty crazy and get up on stage, jump off, and no one's there to catch them. I've seen that.
That's pretty fanatical.
So, in your own experience of going to live shows, would you say that drugs and alcohol may be a big factor in how much people actually enjoy the music, or how extreme a fan can really be?
I've been to shows where it's been an acoustic set, and there's been people who've gone with the intention to watch the show, and then they get a little too tipsy, and they start just talking the whole time, and they talk the whole show away, and that's kind of bad for them, because they've missed out on a show they paid like 20, 30 bucks for.
So you yourself, would you say that you're a fanatic?
Yeah, I've definitely been a fanatic before in my life. I really got into the Spice Girls back in the day, for sure. When I was a kid, I got into more stuff like that, like Thomas the Tank Engine and Sesame Street Live. The point where it's truly fanatical is when you start showing up painted face as Elmo. I never got to the point where I painted my face like Elmo, but I definitely had dabbled into the merch table and got a couple of the flashlights and all that business.
Well, thank you, Michael, for your time, and thank you for answering my questions, and it was nice to have you here on Down to the Chord.